Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Julius Randle recently sat down with Bleacher Report and he gave them an exclusive interview where he spoke out about the current injury he's dealing with and ultimately what led him to make the decision to get the surgery. And he revealed that about 5 weeks ago during a contact session, he re-injured that shoulder. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Julius Randle recently spoke out on the main reason he needed to get surgery on that shoulder. If you've been living under a rock or maybe you missed the major announcement, Julius Randle unfortunately had to undergo season-ending surgery to repair the dislocation in his right shoulder. And this is devastating news, not only for Randle, but for the New York Knicks organization and, of course, New York Knicks fans. We were all hoping that Randle was going to return for the Knicks come this postseason. And if he did, even if he was at 85% or 90%, he was going to help this Knicks team have a deep playoff push. But unfortunately, we're never going to know how that looks like because he had to undergo this surgery. And honestly, I've been wondering why, because each and every week we've been hearing the same thing. He's going through contact. He's not been cleared for full contact yet. That was clearly alarming, but still, I didn't think he had to get surgery at that point in time. But now, maybe 5 to 6, 7 weeks later now, Randle now speaks with Bleacher Report, and he basically announces that he had to get surgery because he re-injured that shoulder about 5 weeks ago, and he could never get it back to where he wanted to get it to, where he could take contact like he was accustomed to. Let's see exactly what he said to Bleacher Report in this recent exclusive interview that he did with them. According to Bleacher Report, New York Knicks star Julius Randle, in an exclusive interview with Bleacher Report, revealed why he chose to have season-ending surgery after dislocating his right shoulder in late January. Randle, 29, said he suffered a setback during the rehab process after initially opting not to undergo surgery to keep alive the hope of returning this season. According to Randle, he stated the following to Bleacher Report. I want everyone to know that I did everything in my power to get back this season. That was my intention, to be playing right now. That's why I didn't opt for surgery when it happened. But what caused me to finally go through with getting surgery was about 5 weeks ago. I went through a full contact session in pads and re-injured my shoulder. My shit wasn't stable. I felt like I was in the same state when I first dislocated it, and it's been an uphill battle ever since. Shout out to Julius Randle, and I 100% absolutely believe each and every word he's saying right now. I absolutely think that he did everything in his power to come back for this Knicks team, to make sure he could return without having to go the surgery route. But obviously and ultimately, he had to go the surgery route because if he didn't, it was likely going to mean more permanent damage to that shoulder. He couldn't risk that. He couldn't risk his career on that. And he couldn't risk his career on just one season that was still a question mark. Even with Randle in the lineup, we don't know how far this New York Knicks team was going to go. So there's no need to risk yourself, your health, or your career. Get yourself right 100% and then come back fully healthy for this Knicks team next season. That's the right move. But here's the thing I want to question. He said he re-injured that shoulder about 5 weeks ago during a contact session with pads. How come we don't know about that? How come that wasn't told to us? Whose responsibility is it to tell us when players get re-injured or when they experience a setback? The head coach, right? Tom Thibodeau. Where was that announcement? Why didn't we get that information? Why didn't anybody tell us 5 weeks ago that Julius Randle re-injured his shoulder? Because I think if we knew that back then, all of us, a majority of us would have said, you know what? If he re-injured himself and he still can't get it back to right. And not only that, to him, it feels like how it felt the first time he dislocated it. If all of those things are true, you have to make the announcement. You have to tell Knicks fans. You have to tell the media, the public, everybody, so we all can know this. Because it's one thing not to mention minor things he's dealing with. I can understand that. We don't need to know each and every single thing he's dealing with. However, major setbacks, major injuries, things that happen like this, that have Randle stating that he felt like the same way he felt when he first dislocated it. If that's the case, we need to hear about it. It needs to be announced. I don't know who has the blame in this situation, but I'm pointing the finger to Tom Thibodeau. And the only reason I'm doing that is because each and every injury update, I've relied on Tom Thibodeau and the medical staff to give me those updates. And Tom Thibodeau gets his updates directly from the medical staff. It's likely he knew about this, but didn't mention it. We're going to wait and see when more information comes out. But even last night after the game, he didn't really acknowledge or mention the fact that he knew about the Randle re-injury. He just mentioned the fact that we knew Randle was going at it each and every day, and some days were better than others. That really doesn't help me, and it sounds like you're talking around the situation versus directly addressing it, and I don't like that. But let's continue here and see exactly what Randle had to say. Randle continues and he states, "Choosing to get surgery was my only option at this point. It's frustrating, but I'm at peace knowing I tried everything." Randle did say, though, he expects to be fully healthy for the start of the 2024-2025 NBA season. After surgery, he'll be reevaluated in 5 months. It's great to hear that Randle himself is stating that he expects to be fully healthy to start next season. That's what you want to hear for your three-time all.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All-star. I'm happy to hear that, though selfishly, I wish he was playing for the Knicks come this postseason because the Knicks could use him. But either way, it's good to know that this was his only option, and I absolutely believe Randle did each and everything he possibly could to come back for this Knicks team. You could see it each and every day during practice, before games, after games, working up a sweat, taking shots, trying to take light contact or controlled contact. He's not doing that for anybody else but for himself and trying to get back for the Knicks so he can help impact this team and help them win more games. That's the only reason he was doing that. He has to be commended not only for his work ethic but also for his loyalty. The loyalty that he showed this Knicks team each and every day. He went through the rehab process with a question mark, not knowing if he could return for the Knicks. But that didn't derail him and it didn't stop him. He kept smiling on the bench, kept smiling during practice, kept smiling during rehab, and did everything he could to return for this Knicks team. I have no issue with him doing exactly what he did, whether you love Julius Randle or you hate him. His work ethic, that effort he put out there, everything he did to return for this Knicks team. Not only has he gained more of my respect, this Knicks squad now owes it to Julius Randle, who helped get them to where they are right now, to push forward this postseason and do everything in their power to win as many games as possible. They got to do it for Randle. Randle can't be there to do it for us. So now we got to do it for him. And I really respect him coming out and speaking about all of the stuff that he's been dealing with during the rehab and all of the stuff he's been going through. Randle continued by stating, I visited a couple of shoulder specialists. One said I 100% needed to get surgery. Another one said I'm at risk, but if I dislocated it again, I could damage it permanently. I believe in this team, and I wanted to give it a try. It didn't work out, unfortunately. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it was my only option at this point. It wasn't getting right. Had the three-time All-Star chosen to undergo the procedure when the injury occurred, he said that would have been tough to deal with. I didn't want to go through what if I could play. I wanted to know for sure if I could or not. I don't have any regrets about going through with this process. I had to give myself a chance to get back on the court for my team. I thought I could. That contact session derailed it. Randle made the absolute best decision for himself and his career, and I respect it. Listen, if I went to see two specialists, one specialist told me I'm 100% going to damage it again, and another specialist tells me if I damage it again, I'm going to do permanent damage to it. That's all I'm going to need to hear as a player who wants to play in the NBA for many, many years to shut down my season and get the surgery. So I don't blame Randle at all for doing what he did, especially even the rehab process. If you're told early on that if you rehab and you do it right, you could potentially return for this Knicks team, and then you could put off the surgery till the offseason. If you're Randle, who doesn't like to miss any games, you're obviously going to go that route, and that's what you're going to do. And that's what he did. Unfortunately, now it turns out that route wasn't the best move because he ultimately still needed to get surgery. But we didn't know that at the time. At the time, it was still a question mark. What happens if Julius Randle goes through the rehab process? He doesn't re-injure the shoulder in a contact session 5 weeks ago. He still does what he needs to do. Is he still returning right now? Is he still having surgery? That also is a question mark. We don't know. Anything could happen. Anything is possible. Obviously, when you're rehabbing and you take contact to that shoulder, anything could happen. If he was taking controlled contact and that was the result, what happens if he took full contact or randomized full contact? Who knows what would have happened? He could have done more damage to the shoulder during another practice session, maybe during a full contact session if he was cleared for that, or maybe even during a game if players targeted that. Because exactly what I said a few videos ago would have probably happened. If he's coming back 90% and players know he's dealing with a dislocation in that shoulder, and if somebody hits it, he's going to deal with a lot of pain, other teams would likely target that shoulder and try to hit that shoulder, causing him pain and hopefully in their eyes, causing him to be taken out of the game. Because everybody knows a healthy Julius Randle is dangerous for this Knicks team because he's a weapon that they can utilize. And no team wants to see this Knicks team fully healthy or as healthy as possible. So if they can do anything to derail it, they're going to do that. So maybe it's a benefit right now that Randle gets to have surgery now versus returning and doing more damage to that shoulder than necessary. And the last message from Julius Randle is the following. Whoever is out there, I got confidence in this team. I believe in them, and I'll be rooting them on. Three-time All-Star, All-NBA. Bully Ball Randle was the best basketball I've ever seen Randle play, and I hope when he returns, he continues to adopt that style of play because he just looks phenomenal when he's playing that way, especially down low, taking contact or creating contact and getting to the line. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss his game, miss his impact for this Knicks team, but I do hope he recovers, and I do think the New York Knicks and himself made the right decision on getting surgery. I also think they made the right decision in terms of rehabbing and trying to get back because at the time, all of those decisions were deemed to be the right decisions. So let's not go ahead and think back now and say, oh yeah, they're wrong. Everybody's right in hindsight. I'm not going to play that game. At the time, we all thought Randle was making the right decision. Maybe a few of us thought he should have gotten the surgery, but most of us thought he was doing everything he could to return for this Knicks team. And a lot of us thought that was the right move and maybe pushing surgery off to the offseason could help this Knicks team come to postseason. Obviously, it didn't work out that way, but we can't predict the future. Nobody knew it wasn't going to work out that way. If we all knew what we knew now, then obviously we would have said, Randle, get the surgery because it doesn't matter what you do. You're going to need to get the surgery eventually anyways because obviously there's no need to go through a rehab process if you're going to end up needing surgery regardless anyways due to re-injuring that shoulder in a contact session. Regardless, it doesn't matter. We can't look back. We can only move forward. I'm happy Julius Randle spoke out about the injury and ultimately what led to him making the decision to get the surgery, which, if you missed it, was due to him re-injuring that shoulder about 5 weeks ago in a contact session. And if you didn't know about it, don't worry. We didn't know about it either. Nobody knew about it because it wasn't announced till right now by Julius Randle himself. We didn't know from the medical staff. We didn't know from Tom Thibodeau. We didn't know from Leon Rose. Nobody at all told us this. Just Bleacher Report and Julius Randle. But what about you guys? What do you think about Julius Randle revealing that he suffered a setback in a contact session a few weeks ago and that ultimately led him having surgery today? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. Now, that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.